Got this. Welcome to the Beyond the Bucket Show, a podcast centered around optimizing all life's buckets. We all have buckets we are balancing: coaching, entrepreneurial ventures, family, passion projects, and health. Let's all take this journey together and become bucket fillers. And here's your host, Chris McSwain.
Welcome back to another program. This guest needs no introduction. Mr. Carnell Wiley Elijah Jr.
Holla at me, baby. Happy Valentine's Day. What's happening? What's
going on? It is. This will not air on Valentine's Day. It will air on Monday. But yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right.
For those that don't know, this is the TBL commissioner, also high school basketball coach again this year. So, yeah, what's been going on? You guys just had the Super Bowl out in Vegas. I bet the energy was rocking out there. So, why don't you tell everybody what's been going on with you and how life has been?
It's crazy. It's crazy. The TBL, we just finished our national combine out there in Indy. That went fire. It was out there for a week. Came home and it was on touch ground again in the Super Bowl weekend. So that was off the chain. Finishing up the, I volunteered for Shadow Ridge High School out here in Vegas with my boy Ralph Fields, longtime buddy of mine. Got to get my feet wet or stay fresh or stay sharp, I guess you would say, with the little babies. You know, it was fun. It was good.
What would you say the high school basketball landscape is going like right now? How is it in your eyes?
I'm going to be truthful, but I'm losing it right now. I'm a little confused on the kids' mannerisms, their work ethic. They're just not told right what's going on. They got the what we call role players in life. I want to get the correct role players in these young men's life, and they could get their recruiting. I think they're, I don't want to say, but they're very uneducated at the time. What coaches are looking for, what's needed, and doggone great. And then them doggone grades, those transcripts are crazy. Just got to get it together in the school, most importantly, before you can be a recruitable athlete to pass through compliance in the NCAA.
For sure. And you touched on something that's really good. Role players. Role players win championships. Oh. If you got the and everybody can't be Mike, everybody can't be Steph, everybody can't be LeBron. Way more role players and way more jobs for people that are like that, that are consistent, that do their job every single day. If you can show up every single day and perform at a high level, it may not be the same output as Steph Curry or LeBron or Patrick Mahomes or whatever, or this business person or that business person. But you're going to put yourself in a really good situation, because last time I checked, a lot of these role players on the NBA teams, not only are they eating well, they're thriving. They're millionaires. And they weren't role players their whole career. They were only role players once they got to the NBA. And for them to stick in the NBA, they had to find an actual role to actually be able to stay there. And so roles change and things change, and you got to be able to adapt with them. So I'm glad you said role players, because people think role players are scrubs. The role players aren't scrubs, because you can't do what they do. You can't do what they do. And you couldn't do what they did when they were stars, too, in high school and college.
You truly got a talent. You just got to maximize that talent. Tap into it. You'll find it. No doubt.
So talk about starring in your role. Like, what does that look like on a basketball team for you?
I always say fit in. I think all years will change. You know what I mean? So just think, if you're a freshman, things are going to change. Even when you go to a senior and you want to go next year to your 4 year, you're going to change again. Your roles are constantly going to change. So you have to have some self-reflection on, how am I going to improve myself, get better, and how am I going to improve with this team? What adjustments are needed? Where am I needed? Am I going to be more of a leader, vocal leader here this year? Maybe quiet, sit back, listen to the upperclassmen, and just make sure I'm covering school, doing my workouts, and preparing. then, and I'm always to tell you, the lack of film work is no joke. I mean, I don't think people are really watching film the way they need to. And what are they taking out of film? It's over. Okay, did I do? Oh, okay, I scored. You know, but look at, am I walking here? Am I running to my spot? Am I setting screens? You know, it's real pivotal into it. And I think as team-wise, hey, it carries levels. Do I need to be a teammate? I always say, make a play for your teammate. Well, what does that mean? That does mean set a screen for my teammate. Pick them up if I need to. Encourage them all the time when they need it. Yeah, they missed a few shots. You encourage them. You push them. And most importantly, you're pushing them in practice. You know, I see a lot of kids running from that smoke. Hey, let me go with my buddy because they'll be light on me. You know what I mean? In a drill. That's notice to a real coach. And that's not helping a kid these days. You know, we see things throughout our freshman, JV, and our varsity level. You know, some just want to cruise. Now I take it to this. Go home and you're telling your parents something else. That's why I've always said I have an open door policy. You can come and sit and watch practice. And I guarantee you, your kid's not going to practice like that all the time. You know, and it's rare. It's touchy. It's a very touchy situation, but it's so well needed. And you got to be honest to these kids. You know what I mean? You have to be truly honest with them.
No doubt. And we talked about this too, but getting a high level of output is what you are really trying to search for in all areas of your life, whether it be relationships, whether it be business, whether it be sports, no matter what it is. And we talked about this in the backyard, just having a good conversation, kind of what we're doing right now. But we talked about communication, and you and I or anybody can communicate with the door, but the lack of comprehension is where things come into play, because a door can't comprehend what you're saying. But somebody that does comprehend what you're saying and then is able to perform with what you were saying, their output is going to be a lot higher than somebody that doesn't listen or follow instructions. The easiest thing to do, like, I don't know if you've ever, like, back in the day, took something from IKEA, bought it from IKEA, and then had to put it together. Sometimes you just like, oh, let me try to figure this out. And you're like, dang, I missed a step. And you got to go back and you got to look at that step. And it's like, dang, this IKEA thing was really trying to tell me what to do.
What were these plastic things?
Yeah. We don't need these. We'll just throw these to the side. And you got to go back and deconstruct what you put together that wasn't really working. And now you have to redo it. So why do we stress touching the line? Because if we don't touch this line, and we run, you know, let's just say 1,000 sprints. If we didn't touch that line, we're coming short 1,000 times. Or if we only touch the line 50%, that means we were coming short 500 times out of that 1,000. And so that is that, you know, that's where I think we need to all do better. And then, you know, it's hard for people to be held accountable anymore.
I was about to say it. And Robbie, you've got to say accountability. Accountability, please. That's a huge, huge thing. Go ahead, because you're the one there. Oh, my
God. So when you do try to hold somebody accountable, everybody has some sort of excuse or this is the reason why, or even the parents may have something to say because they want to support their child. And we're in the generation of everybody needs to be heard. And here's the deal. As a coach, we can't go away from that now. We gotta embrace it. Just like you said, come and watch a practice. Oh, by the way, all of our practices are filmed. So you can just watch the film when they don't know that you're there or not. And then you can see what their output is. Are they listening? Watch the whole thing. Now watch the whole thing.
And do they know the plays?
Do they even know the plays? Exactly.
I mean, it plays with your timing and your attitude. It's everything. So, you know, come on now. Do you know the plays or are you messing up the plays? Why would I put you in there and you don't know the plays? Because you don't know them in practice when I'm going over. It's still the same thing. And it's also a process of learning, too. We all process learning a little differently. So you kind of got to water it down at times to people because they all get it a little different. And if you need that attention, that's what I'm there for. That's why I volunteer just to see things a little bit differently.
And doubt. So, you know, a lot of people that are like, you're an OG. I'm about to be an OG pretty soon here. If I'm not already, I'm a young OG, but let's talk about solutions. Cause I don't care about problems at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Everybody gonna have a problem. How you fix it? So mm-hmm. how do you fix what you see going on in high school basketball with the accountability, with the communication piece, with the just interpersonal relationships and how they affect being on the court?
What I would do personally, I look at myself and I just want to admit and look at how would I want it delivered to me. Okay. And I think everything changes. I do want honesty, but at times you do have to change a little bit to know your crowd, move with your crowd. So every kid is different. I'm not going to sit here and say we got a script to this thing, because we don't. But I do think communication, talking to them, sitting them down one-on-ones. And you know what I say now, even in our league, Bubby, I say take 3 minutes to know your players. Talk to them. Watch the 3 minutes that goes down, how open and honest that they are. And they'll tell you some things you don't even know. They'll right. also tell you some things that's going on in their lives. You know, just that you took out that few little minutes with someone, you've opened up a line of communication. Now, comprehending, I think you have to go back and repeat yourself. Now, I'm understanding it this way. So you understand where I'm coming from with this? Absolutely, Coach, I got you. Because, you know, they don't bob their head and keep it and tell you what you want to hear. Then later, go back for follow-up. Remember what you said you had for me. You know what I mean? You just go, hey. You know, I work with kids' mannerisms that they'll take something and won't even say thank you. So a lot of things have been a little taken out of just the old-fashioned way, and I get it. But if you want something from me, ask me properly, you know. You ain't got to say, give me that. You know, Coach, you think I can have that? Absolutely. You know, but it starts with also not letting parents and coaches be scared, be intimidated of a player. That hurts too. I don't yeah. know. And I don't know why, but a lot of coaches, brother, they're a little shy often. And that doesn't really help a kid at all in these days. So I don't mind. I know where it's coming from. It's coming from my heart before it even gets in between my ears. So I speak from the heart first. I start from ground zero. I want to know the feeling of a kid, because all kids, and you never know what they're really going through. After you have them, you can only corral them and love them like no other. Because I always say, as coaching, if a player knows you love them, they'll go through the wall for you. They right. will touch those lines. I don't like a player when they know I'm looking at them, they're practice heroes and going extra hard. They got that face. They going like that. And you just go, mm-mm, no. And as soon as you turn your back, they sitting over there cutting short, not really enthused. You know, and I say this much. If you're not motivated, self-motivated, probably not going to play for me on any level. You know, I don't need to tell somebody to get in the gym. I don't want to tell somebody to get in the gym. I don't force nobody to do that. Right. You know, that's what I've learned. And at your level, you know, it's tough because you're so pivotal in those young brains' life. So you have to be gentle. You have to be caring. And I don't care. And then you know what that is? That's showing strength to me. Because I'm going to show them, and boy, you're going to get knocked down. They come at you. They fight, tug on you. That's okay. That's okay. Because in the end, I'll win. I'll win in the end, for sure.
Right. And if you don't win right now, they'll know later on. Similar Absolutely. To how you were with your parents. Your parents mm-hmm. always try to guide you in the right way, but you might not mm-hmm. understand. But you, mm-hmm. but when you look back, I'm like, man. I was kind of right every single time when you think about it, you know, so
it's bad being right all the time.
And yeah. that's like a lot of coaching too. And, you know, you might not get through in that moment, but finding sure. out later on is something that, a lot of us end up hearing about. And Coach, I remember when you said this, remember this? And that was, and that was crazy, you know? And, yeah. So even I just had a player, I got a call later on around 3, player I coached, you know, a long, long time ago, sure. back when I was at Monta Vista coaching JV, and he asked me, you know, Coach, I want to bend your ear for a half hour or so.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to get some career advice. I'm like, cool. I mean, I haven't talked to him. I haven't talked to him in 12 years, 13 years. And he reached out on LinkedIn, got my contact. I still had his number actually in my phone, and text me, Coach, let me know when you're ready to chat. And that's why we do that. And you might not hear about that until 10, 15 years later, but
yeah,
that's why we
get it. Yeah. It registers. You know what was funny, brother? The other night when we were closing, and just when you lose, the most pivotal point is that coach's speech at the end of the season. And I think I was told when I was a coach, I listened to my coaches at the end. That's a tough part for a coach to relay. Hey, we did it. We crossed the finish line, win, lose, or draw. Those men, women will come out of that locker room. How do they feel?
Right.
So I do want to throw things at all coaches. Watch what we say when we say it. You know, I wouldn't say practice it, you know, but really come from the heart, because at that end speech is so pivotal in these young minds' lives.
Yeah. For sure. And, you know, we played the number one team in the country last night, and they boat raced us, and but you know what? Our kids never gave up. They did not give up. They were clapping defense on the bench with 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And I said, if that was the worst it could be, then honestly, it really wasn't that bad at the end of the day. Like, you guys got through the difficult part and you're still here. So when you go, and this is why we play, because when you go through something difficult in life, you can retract back to or recall back to when a difficult time happened on this court. Cause there's been a lot of great times. There's been a lot of difficult times, but you got through it and you're fine. And when we have practice the next morning, everybody's good. So you got a new page that you can write now, because the playoffs are getting ready to start, and you guys are going to decide what you're going to write about.
There you go. You can start over. You can put reset, you know, get your mindset right. Yeah. Press reset, reflect, bond again, whatever you need to do.
For sure. So you guys just had the Super Bowl out in Vegas, and there was nothing but money all over the place. I mean, everything was inflated 15 times. If you wanted to go to a hotel or a restaurant or anything.
Is that why you didn't come see me?
Okay. There's no way. You know, $7,000 was the minimum. $8,000 was the minimum just to get into the game. And if you're going to go out there, you got to try to get to the game. But what was the energy like out there? Obviously, my Niners, you know, didn't do well in your Raiders stadium.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Here's the thing. The game could have went either way. Like, the Niners lost by 4 points. Or 3 points, basically, because of the no extra point. But like, the Niners had plenty of opportunities to win. They just didn't cash in. And I kept saying this, like, if you just keep Mahomes around, that's almost like Steph, or you just waiting for he gonna have a flurry. And then when he did, he's like, I can't pass. They took away all the options. Okay, I got to run that thing. And then he had 66 yards on the ground. So you know, he's a computer. And there's a lot. The great ones are like computers. They figure out, how can I beat you? And when you think you got them, all right, boom, I click this, and now I'm going to the next thing. And then I can't stop that thing, because now we're worried about stopping the run, and then I'm just going to flick it out to you. So what was the energy like out there in Vegas last week?
It was – the only bad thing was the weather. It was a little cold. So it was a little, I mean, it was colder here in most towns and most cities and states back east. So I think that took everything a little shock, but still kept it all the way live. The festivities were off the chain. They still did as much as they possibly could. But yeah, I just think the weather dampened it a little bit, but the energy was crazy. The stars of the stars came to the desert, you know, and here we are heating it up now this week right after the Super Bowl. So I felt a little bad on that, but it'll be back. But man, it was good to see that the town, the city came together, you know, for the little youth groups that they had, things going around all throughout the city. So that was fun to watch. But yeah, And you know, the food was good. Restaurants were on cracking. It was on.
Yeah, the whole night scene, I'm sure that it was just wild. And then I don't even think the Chiefs had to leave because they could go straight to the party. I'm sure some of the Niners went too.
I'm sure. I mean, why not? It's Vegas, right?
It is Vegas. Some of them's like, yeah, I'm not going to be here next year. I already know. So I'm about to just live it up tonight. Y'all can take just the team charter back.
Why not? You go ahead. They had some fun.
Did you go out to the strip at all?
I stay away from it. You know me. No, sir. I wasn't even close. I saw it. We can look at it. It was going. I could see it. But no, sir. That is just too much. I think everything down there was packed. It was overcrowded. I don't like crowds myself too much.
No.
You know, I need some elbow room. I need some elbow room, you know.
I can't deal with crowds anymore either.
No, I ain't gonna lie. The older I get, I'm a little shaky on the crowds.
For sure. Yeah.
No doubt. Yeah.
So what is going on with the TBL right now? You guys are doing a lot.
They're in training camp right now. Season starts the 1st of March. Coming up, so our teams are starting. Some are starting this weekend, getting it going. And my gosh, across the board, the young men getting an opportunity. And that's all I care about, a professional opportunity to go into training camp, know what some work means, know what it is to be prepared. If you're not in shape, you're going to find out early. You're going to be your bus ticket or plane ticket back home. So be in shape. And these teams are putting on fabulous things for them, getting them to stay in hotel rooms, feeding them, just doing it very professionally. So I admire our teams. I'm thankful for all our teams that we got going on and what they're doing for these young men and giving them a chance to fulfill their dreams.
I know you did a couple of speeches to all of the owners and general managers of the entire league. They came to Indianapolis and you did your thing. So what goes on in these meetings? What are you guys trying to get accomplished? What are the goals that you guys want to make sure that everybody is on board with? Because it's very difficult when you run a national organization and trying to keep everybody on the same page, because it's very rare that you guys will be in the same place at the same time. Because if I can see you every single day, well, our communication should probably be a little bit better. But now if I can text you every day, that's a little bit different. Or if I got to Zoom with you, that's going to be a little bit different. But what were you guys trying to get across during this whole time period of your league meetings?
Well, like we started off our conversation, brother, the biggest thing is communication, right? Throughout our whole teams, we have a lot. We're on different time zones. Now, communication is big, making sure we comprehend everything too, make sure we're following our protocols, our league protocols, and we understand them as well. Make sure we also abide by them. We can all understand rules, but do we follow them? Do we all abide by them? And then understanding, brother, that we are a different league, so we give grace. Everybody changes. Everybody has a different situation. You know what I mean? So we will adapt to the situation, and we want our teams to adapt as well. As much as we ask our players to adjust, we want our team market owners to adjust too, because it's our highs and lows. But at the same time, we twisted it a little bit. I did. I didn't want to come at them because I felt that this was our first time really getting to see each other, filling each other out in the rooms, making sure. So what I did was more ask questions. What information do you need from me? What information do you have? What suggestions do you have? I wanted to be more open to it, because to be great, you have to listen. And I think that's a talent that a lot of people are missing. Just listen, because a lot of people are thinking they know the question and they don't. I think they have the answer. They don't even know what the question is. You know what I mean? So I just want people to stand back. Also, patience is really a key. Everybody wants everything on the go and quick when they want it, right? Well, we want things too. And what we consider as being a business and running a business, you have to meet deadlines and you have to meet hard deadlines. You know what I mean? You follow me? So we just want people to get on the same page, get on it early, because I want my job. I work this 9 to 5, 24/7, I would say. I work around the clock. I can't say I'm on time of anything. I'm going to, the TBL, the PSL is what we do. But it's basically gathering things and kind of going with coach. Bring them in. How do I reel them in? Got to call a timeout. So I felt the league meeting was kind of like a big timeout. And let's talk. It's a few minutes that let's talk. And you got to be, I got to be tough skin to take what's going to be thrown at me. You know, I have to take constructive criticism, and I can't be sensitive to the fact of people telling me something. You know, I can't be heartfelt and holding grudges. You know, I had referee meetings where we talked about referees and going through with their terminology and their understanding, because their verbiage is different from ours, you know, from a player's, coaches, as well as fans. You know, we speak different lingo, and just everybody getting and understanding the same language. Yeah. And in the end, loving each other at the same time, not yeah. cursing out each other. You know what I mean, brother? So, you know, that's what was huge for us. So I mostly took it in a little bit more. I did something different than I would normally do. But I didn't think I needed to speak on or talk to people.
One of the things that I hear a lot on podcasts or interviews, that the person always says, people don't realize, people don't understand certain situations. Like if you're an athlete, people don't realize how hard we work or stuff like that, right? So mm-hmm. what would people not realize about running such a big league with, you guys have 40 plus teams now?
Mm-hmm. 38. Yeah.
Oh, brother, almost 40 teams. What do people yeah. not realize about what this all, how this all works?
It's commitment. It is commitment to everything. X, Y, Z. Okay? And dotting the I's and crossing the T's as you go along. So it's almost like you're working on your game. How do you handle the ball? Because then it's not doesn't restrain you from just shooting in the corner. Can I get to my spots? I want everybody to know, what will I do? I will fully commit to each and every one of our teams some way or somehow this year. We are going to butt heads. How we butt heads and still love one another, we do have the right to disagree at times. But at times, don't also get over to, hey, push me somewhere else why I mess up, because they're doing something. I want you to, as a team, to hold themselves accountable for what they're doing and move on. I always say short-term memory and hoop, right? Yes, if you make a mistake, we're even doing it as referees. If we get the call wrong, I want to go back and say, we got the call wrong. Tell the coach that. It's okay. Now, will it change any outcome of the game? Probably not. But I do want to go back as a man that I've also said this, and you know this being in my life, you can always go back and correct it. And you can always go back and say, I'm sorry. You can always go back to say, I apologize. Didn't mean it. It was very unintentionally, you know, done. But just that understanding and talking man to man, woman to woman, because we got women in the game too, you know, just that they understand that and are spoken to with respect at all times. That's what I'm about.
Yeah. Why do you think people have such a difficult time of falling back and be like, you know what? I was wrong, or I made a mistake, or a situation where you can go back and then you kind of, you know, try to make amends, but people seem so stuck on holding on to whatever it is that was done. I think that, you know, I'm a very forgiving person. So if you tell me something, or same thing with you, like, I moved on. You can't let that sit with you for a long time.
I'm not going to let that energy. I'm not going to let that energy overtake mine. By you doing that, I think it is a little pride. It is a little ego in it. It's a lot. You could call it what you want. It is what it is. But when you put yourself and surround yourself around people that are like you, watch your circle get smaller. You know what I mean? And you can always change in generation. You can always say, hey, well, my family, we're used to doing this, but I don't like that. So change it. You know, I always say to change a habit is create another one. To change a bad habit is to create another one, and a good and something positive. I always say what you listen to, as well as what you eat and found out, what you look at, what you touch, has everything to do with what you're putting in your brain and what you're translating. You know what
say,
I mean?
Say
and
that,
that's on the regular, brother. I don't want to be around somebody that's negative all the time, saying something negative, and I get it. I don't even put negative things in my head. I'm thinking on and on and on. Build and build and build. Don't tell me I can't do something. I'm going to show you how I'm going to do it. You know, can't is never in my dictionary. It's not in my family's dictionary. It's not in yours. You know this. I don't want my nieces and nephews that way. It's just not. I'm always going to love them. But also, it's the tone, too. You know, you could tell a dog. You can clap at a dog and tell a dog, damn it, I love you. You're the ugliest damn thing I ever loved. Man.
That's real.
They just wagging their tail. They wagging their tail. But you go, you are the best damn dog I ever saw. You are the beautiful dog. They're like this. Tone. Watch your tone with everybody.
We've both had to do that over the years. Watch it. Watch it, baby.
Watch it, baby. Yeah.
You touched on something that's real is what you feed yourself, whether that be regular food. You know, if somebody had health issues, well, what was you eating the last 10 years that got you to this point in creating better habits, like eating well or working out, or like it's even a habit, the stuff that you consume on social media, because, you know, I could be having a conversation with somebody or even my wife or anybody. And I'd be like, is that your thought? Or that's just something that you heard.
Right.
No, break it down for me now. Not like
that is
you got to break this down for me, because is that something that you heard? Because we all hear a lot of stuff out there, especially now. We have so much information being thrown at us. And then we can't sift through what is our thoughts and feelings on it.
Right.
Based on it? Because we've only saw it from one direction. If you only see it coming from this way, and then all of a sudden somebody asks you about that and you don't have something to combat that or be able to speak to the point that you just tried to make, that just doesn't make any sense to me. It's like hollow. It's almost, you know,
it's very hollow.
It's almost like taking steroids for your appearance or your performance. It's hollow to me. I'd rather rock with somebody that didn't even have to get down like that, or get these information fed to them. And we see it all the time. Like, just that's why I don't like to follow too many people. I don't follow any like models or anything like that. Why do I want to see that? Why?
Right.
There's no reason for me to want to see that as a married man.
Well, your niece is going to be a model one day soon. So,
she already is.
Oh, my God. Right.
Darn near a model. I mean, she could be if she wanted to.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's interesting.
I get it. And what I always say is make sure you speak it, but how do we know what's the truth? You know, it takes so much research. Some things are hidden from us. Where do you find the resources to get the correct information?
No, but here's where you go. This is my truth. This is my truth.
Stop. And the internet is undefeated, right? I get it. Oh my gosh, I get it.
Well, here's the thing. I could produce factual evidence to you about something. Here you go. And you could simply be like, no, this is my truth. So
You see what I'm saying? Why be so competitive over that? I don't understand it, but it's where we are right now. We have to prove a point. Everybody has to prove a point. Going back to why do people feel that way? Yes, it's pride, but it's also, you know what you know, and are you willing to open up your eyes and your ears? Are you willing to learn? Are you willing to pay attention? And that goes through with trying to play hoop and kids not really getting it or paying attention. Or I get the eye contact. You know, people are like, look at me. You know, that does that mean I'm listening because I'm looking at you? Does that mean I'm you know, no, you know, I could be looking at you and not really paying attention to you. I'm looking right through you. So, you know, it is what it is. And it's home raising. I think home raising has a lot to do with it. We still got to go back home. go back home. Take it back home. Those are your basic, those are your fundamentals. You know what I mean?
The eye contact is tough for kids now. They don't like to make eye contact. And a lot of them grew up in this era of social media where you don't have to see nobody. So you can feel like you can say whatever you want on this device behind the screen. Behind it. I can say whatever I want to say. But now when I see you, now when I see you, nothing needs to be said. It could be as like two young people like each other, and then they finally get around each other and they don't want to say nothing. They might text each other. Like that's the
brother,
crazy
you
shit.
See that next time you're in a restaurant, watch the restaurant and look around the surroundings. You will see people. I don't know if they're having an intimate conversation or an intimate dinner. I don't know who they are. I wouldn't say wife, whatever. But most of the time, they're on their phones.
Sad.
They're on their phones. So why go out? Remember what we used to do? We used to go to eat and be like, hey, man, y'all put your phones up.
Stack them.
Stack your phones, bro. Let's eat. Let's chow. Now we
and I won't, I won't even put it on the table anymore. This is something that I did see online, but I'm taking it now because I don't even know who was the originator of it. But if I got my phone out with you on the table and we at dinner and that phone buzzes, you're not the most important thing. But if I'm with you, this needs to be the most important thing. So, and I know you do this, so you're a busy person, but I'm not, I'll keep it in my phone or in my pocket. I'm not putting it on there. If you end up going to the bathroom or something like that, okay, maybe you could pull it out and check it. But if you don't have anything that's very pertinent that needs to happen right now, or you can be respectful, hey, I have somebody that's going to call. Like, I just want to let you know, I might pick up my phone. But I can respect
you're being
courteous. But just having your phone out all of the time when you're with somebody at lunch, at dinner, at coffee, I think it is very disrespectful. And yes, it is the time that we live in now. But I still want to hold on to some of that old school values where you value the time that you're with that person, because wherever you're at is really the most important place. Because you would be somewhere else if it was more important.
Say that then. Say that. Say it. Preach. Hey, go, brother. I hear you talking.
Yeah.
I dig that. That is real. Wow. Ooh, you got deep. Gave me chills a little bit. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, if it wasn't deep, it would always be shallow.
Hey. Stop it. We're going to the pool. You're trying to take it to the
I'm
pool.
About to jump
take
up
it
in
to the pool. Job. Take it to the pool then, dog. Take it to the pool. It's been real. You know I love you.
What else you got going on from here on out? Probably the next 3-4 months.
I got training camps the first of the season. So that will be hectic, making sure operations and everything is ran up to par. Live stream is important to these young players, getting a job, being ahead, and just watching beautiful talent, watching our players excel and carry on and be great fathers, be leaders in their communities. That is just an awesome thing to know and to see. And that's what I'm more focused on for the next couple of months. And a little bit of traveling. Well, I should say a lot of traveling will be going on. And shoot, baby girl graduates here soon. So I'm going with some graduations, man. Kids are doing well and graduating. God, dog it.
Beautiful. Is there any Bay Area teams this year?
Yes, we have Bakersfield, LA Ignite, San Diego. And what's our other one? Do we have 4? Long Beach. Long Beach is going to be really good.
The Sea Kings are no longer?
The Sea Kings are no longer. But I think they're coming back now. Don't quote me on that. They've been in little talks now. Trying to make it happen. Yes, sir.
So I didn't notice the Barry Bonds earring you got in there.
Easy. Hey, it's Valentine's Day. I'm doing something different today.
Bro. I didn't know you had the Barry Bonds,
Easy.
Right when he hit a home run, that's what that thing was shake too, baby.
And it blings, you feel me? And it blings.
All right, before we wrap up, anything else on your mind?
Not a thing. just everybody stay positive and don't get discouraged. You'll get through it.
Yes, and what you should do is stay on after this outro, and you know the beat is cold.
Fire. Let's go. Turn me up.
We need the outro.
We need the outro. I need the outro. Let's go.
Thank you for listening to the Beyond the Buckets podcast. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and share the show with your friends. And until next time, take care.